currently looking to sell your house, or is your house currently on the market? If so, please listen. This is going to save you an awful lot of money. Hey, good morning, everyone. Christian here from the Property Advice Podcast. Hope you're all well and having a great week, and thank you very much for tuning in. This morning, I'm going to discuss to you all, so this is really going to benefit, sorry, before I go further, people who are currently selling their property, or maybe who have sold a property recently, or if you're looking to sell your property, you're going to benefit hugely because it may affect your decision on which estate agent you are looking to employ to sell the property. So basically, my question is to you who have just sold your property or currently selling, and to some of your estate agents out there, is why are some estate agents so expensive to sell a property? Yep, that's right. Why do they get away with it? More importantly, why are you agreeing to pay it when there's so many more financially viable options for you, better options for you, than paying these astronomical fees that certain, not all, that certain some estate agents are charging? I find it amazing. Obviously, I own my own estate agency, but it's not about that. But I find it astounding on a daily basis from speaking to people how much some customers, potential customers, or just people who've sold the property have actually paid their estate agent for the service. Absolutely amazing. However, here we go. I'm going to explain potential other options for you. So there will be some estate agents out there. You may have been quoted already, or you may have paid already. Say, for example, I'm guessing thousands of pounds. And for some reason, they work it on a commission basis. So if you're one of the fortunate people that live in a larger property, you know, like a £1 million house, and you're paying your estate agent 1.5%, that's 15 grand, £15,000 for an estate agent service to sell your property. You're paying that, I'm sorry, you have got too much money, so crack on and continue paying it. But that is utter madness. You know, I just don't understand how they're getting away with it, and it won't last forever. You heard it today, these prices, these charges that certain estate agents are charging, predominantly local ones, will not last forever. You're not going to get away with charging you guys 1.5% of these astronomical asking prices for long, guaranteed. Okay, so like I said, it doesn't matter if it's a 150 grand house, you're paying 1.5%, so that's 15, so that's £2,250 to sell your property at 150 grand. 1.5% of its value, 1.5% of all your hard work to earn that property is going to the estate agent who want to sell the house for you. Extortion. Listen, I'm in the industry, I know it well. I understand the costs of an estate agency. I understand the heavy costs that Rightmove implement. I understand the costs that Zoopla implement. I understand the costs of an advertising board. I understand the cost of paying staff. I understand the cost of running an office. Yeah, I'm in it. However, I know for a fact that these fees are too high and they won't last forever. It's absolutely astounding. But what it is that everyone, you know, in the local industry, local estate agents industry, have been charging it. There's been no alternatives for the vendors, so they've had to pay it because they've needed to sell their property. So now you've had the emergence of the likes of, you'll have all heard of them, even though they're a competitor of ours, I'm not scared of them, so I can say it. You'll have heard of the likes of Purple Bricks, who are charging a one-off fee of, say, £1,000 to sell your house. And irrespective of its value. So now, obviously, this is why companies like ourselves, like Purple Bricks, have taken off slightly, because of the amount of money that customers are saving. But I'll stop there before we go on. Purple Bricks charge the fee, irrespective or not, whether the house sells. So you're paying a fee before they've even done the service. So in our opinion there, all you're doing is subsidising the cash flow of their business allowing them to go and put the money into marketing to find more customers. Clever idea, but where's the incentive gone to sell your house once you've paid them? Think of us, we're a no sale, no fee, but again, this is not a marketing strategy. This is all about you guys and trying to help you save money. I'm sure there's other companies out there that offer our kind of service. Go out and find another one, you know, and tell me about them. I'd be delighted. But what I'm saying to you is, if you're looking to sell your house today, in a week, in a month, next year, or you're currently on the market, stop, think about what you're doing. Do not go out there and pay 1.5%, 1% of your property's value to sell your house, because I can tell you now, it's too expensive. The most you want to be paying to sell a property is £1,000. Don't pay any more than that. If you pay more than that, you're paying too much. Okay, 99% of them offer the similar kind of service. You know, 99% of them are open Monday to Friday. 99% of them will advertise on the same portals. 99% of them will put a for sale board outside the property. Again, granted, we understand this. That's why we're open 7 days a week, not 5 days a week, because we're building our business on the internet, which is a 24/7 platform, as everybody else is. Okay, so again, just app, it astounds me, and it won't last forever, guys. So if you local agents don't react to this and bring down your costs, you're not going to be in business. However, what we call this, what I can see in the future, and I see this in my head when I see a lot of businesses struggling, a lot of industries struggling, eventually the reason why estate agents can't drop the cost of selling a house is because they're full of entitlement. They've geared themselves up, they've geared their business up with the overheads to charge the commissions that they need. So they can't afford to basically half their costs of selling to the customer overnight, because again, that would probably put them out of business as well. So they're in a bit of a predicament, really. They're now used to the big leather chair that gives them a massage on a Friday afternoon, and they're not bothered about taking a phone call. They're now used to the flashy Range Rovers that they drive around in. They're now used to the luxurious holidays twice, three times a year. So why are they going to want to get rid of that? I can tell why they're not, because they're entitled and they're not willing to take a step back to go three forward in 10 years' time. They want it today. So unfortunately, it's you guys selling your houses that are losing out, that are paying for all these nice things because of these astronomical costs that the estate agents, or sorry, some of the estate agents are charging. Eventually, when you all switch onto this and realise there's far more cheaper options of the same standard of service out there for you, you're going to get one poor vendor, one poor customer selling their property and being charged not 1.5% but 15%, because your 15% is going to have to account for all the customers they've lost, and you're going to, in essence, subsidizing the business. It's called the law of diminishing returns, basic economics when you went to school. So you'll have one customer paying an extortionate amount of money to sell a house, because they're having to subsidise all these fancy things and all the expensive overheads that the business has generated because they haven't run it efficiently. Okay, so work it out, guys. Get out now. If you're looking to sell your house, employ a company that's charging you less than £1,000 on a no-sale, no-fee basis. If you're currently on the market, change agents. Again, look for one of these agents on a no-sale, no-fee. If you've already paid the agent, you've paid them the fee and you're out, hard luck, you can't get your money back. However, you'll know for next time. Hopefully that helps, guys. Please drop in, please drop me a line, please subscribe to the channel, please let me know your thoughts. Have a lovely day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.